Sports.com.
I'm not a bad guy. I'm not a good guy. I'm the guy.
Wild Talk Radio presents to you the Monday Night Raw post show.
This is Monday Night Raw. The bus is taking over.
Featuring Sir Rockin.
If I were to apply to you now on this concrete, a perfectly executed inside cradle, commonly known as a small package, how long do you think it would take you to escape?
You would never escape a perfectly executed small package. 99% of the time, a small package, when applied expertly by an expert wrestler like myself, always works.
And Lindsay Ward.
We're scared. I mean, I would be too. You're looking at the baddest diva in the WWE. You're going to find out why I am the boss.
Interact with us live and give us your thoughts on everything that happens on Monday Night Raw. Now step into the ring with us for the Raw Post Show.
Do you see this? This is the Kevin Owens Show!
Good Monday evening. Welcome, everyone, to another edition of the Raw Post Show live right here on Wild Talk Radio Network. On wildtalkradio.com and gerwick.net, this is the Raw Post Show. I am Sir Rockin, joined, as always, by the one, the only, the birthday girl herself, Lindsay Ward.
Yep, that's right. Another year older, not necessarily another year wiser, but I'm here!
She's here! Yay! Woo! This show is presented, as always, by Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG 1211 for all your stop-motion wrestling action figure needs. And tonight's show was an interesting show. And it was all about family bonding, at least how the show started. Stephanie came out. She was trying to welcome us to Raw. Shane interrupted. He welcomed us to Raw. Stephanie brought Shane a gift because she was serious about them working together as a peace offering. She got the picture that her father destroyed a couple months ago, put it back in a frame. Shane was touched. They went back and forth saying, you give the ideas. No, you can give them. And Shane started to give his ideas, and he was interrupted by the man who says this is his show, Kevin Owens. And he, you know, said this was lovely, but brother and sister in the same ring on Raw. What a touching moment. But, well, he had a great idea. He wants his Intercontinental title rematch because, you know, it's in his contract. Because, you know, he decimated Sami Zayn last night and proved that he was the better man. And now he wanted to refocus and get his IC title back and won it tonight. Owen said he has no hopes that Shane will do the right thing, so he kissed up to Stephanie. But, you know, she had sense and smart, and she's a smart businesswoman. He said contractually he was owed the thing and he wants the thing, so he's going to get the thing. Maybe. Well, Cesaro came out and, well, complained about what happened last night at Payback. He said he had the Intercontinental champ tapping out if it wasn't for him, for the whiner and complainer who stuck his nose in it. And Owen said, yeah, Sami Zayn should never been, had no business being out there. And then Cesaro said it was Owen's fault, and without him, Cesaro would be champion. Shane McMahon then said, well, let's have Cesaro and Kevin Owens right here in this ring, right here, right now. Which we did.
And it was fantastic.
They had a great match like they always do. It's now the bullfrog splash that Kevin Owens does. I don't know if I'm a fan of that name. I just like that it's an epic frog splash. But that's just me. That's just me.
I would agree with that.
This match was going back and forth until, well, they got around the commentary table where Miz was. And we had uppercuts around, and then Miz attacked Cesaro. And, well, there was a disqualification. Imagine that no contest. Owens and Miz were beating up on Cesaro. Out came Sami Zayn. Sami Zayn started to destroy The Miz, and then he gave the kick to Owens. He was going to give one to Miz, but Maurice pulled him out. Zayn looked at the belt and said, pretty, me one title. He didn't say those words, but that was his expression.
Yeah, that was his desire.
His desire, as it were. good stuff all around.
I would agree with that entirely. I think it was a great opening promo. It was a little slow to start between Stephanie and Shane, but Stephanie threw in some nice touches with doing the hand over the head thing to get the crowd reaction.
Oh yeah, I forgot about that. That was great.
Which was awesome. Just kind of turning the tables with that a little bit on Shane. The picture was a nice touch. You kind of get this feeling that she's quote-unquote trying to make this work and putting her best foot forward. But of course, it's Stephanie McMahon, so all of us don't believe her, and we're just kind of waiting for the other shoe to drop on that one.
Yeah, we'll talk more about that here in a bit.
But, you know, love the match. I will always be here for Cesaro versus Owens, always. I mean, it's just a great, great pairing. Mm-hmm. But yeah, solid opener.
Speaking of not buying the whole Stephanie McMahon thing, Dean Ambrose does not buy it, and well, he looked her up and down, checked her out, not buying it. He said she slapped on a smile, but deep down she's the same old Stephanie McMahon. She says she expected Dean to be more open-minded, and as Shane gave him his own talk show, she offered to come on and you can ask her anything. He was looking forward to it. So we have the Ambrose Asylum later on in the show. Then we had the weirdest moment of the night. Tyler Breeze was checking himself out on his phone like normal. Truth had his phone on the stick. So we have the gorgeous Truth, and then Goldust shows up. He said they're the average looking Truth. Breeze was offended. Truth tried to tell Goldust he was causing problems. He said he's going back to Breeze. Goldust produced his own partner in Fandango, and they all humped and swiveled hips and took selfies. It's weird.
Am I the only one that wants Fandango to end up with Tyler Breeze?
That'd be a cool pairing.
I really kind of want that pairing to happen. Like, I want Tyler and Fandango to be like, oh, screw these two. And they go off and they do their own thing. Mm-hmm. But, you know, in terms of the Golden Truth thing or whatever it is, this is getting kind of tiresome. Where is this going other than hip gyrations and Truth and Goldust flirting?
I'll tell you where it's going in just a moment, but first, AJ Styles was backstage with Luke Gallows and Carl Anderson, and that without them, he didn't know where he would be. They cut him off at Payback. He should have been the World Heavyweight Champion. He was phenomenal. He said, well, I was close, because he got beat last night. They said that he got his rematch at Extreme Rules, and that means there's no rules, and there's no way he won't be walking out champion without the belt. Roman Reigns showed up. He told Styles after last night he lost a lot of respect for Styles, but not for the others. He said that last night AJ showed that he couldn't be the man on his own. Roman challenged him to face him tonight and the Usos. So we'll have a 6-man tag as our main event. So that should be fun. We'll talk about that in a bit. So you want to know where Goldust and R-Truth and all that was going, right? That's sort of the idea?
Yes, as I didn't realize it had gotten muted. Yes, I want to know where they're going. Well, what is the whole point of this?
Well, I'll tell you, and I quote, Goldust versus Tyler Breeze. It was a match. It happened. And for the first time since January 5th, after over 60 consecutive losses, Tyler Breeze wins.
Yay!
So all this stuff led to Tyler Breeze finally getting a win on Raw.
I'm here for this. I'm here for Tyler getting a win on Raw.
More Tyler, the better.
Yeah, I would agree with that.
Even if it has to involve everything else.
Yes.
We had the New Day in the ring. They talked about what happened to Enzo last night. Big ups to Enzo.
Yeah.
He also, Xavier, talked about how he tried to slide into Beyonce's DMs, and, well, he didn't get any lemonade. But then they showed the tweet of Enzo, how the zombie Enzo, which was awesome. So, the Vaudevillains interrupt the New Day. They want to be the tag team champions, because, you know, they have the skills and values that represent the bygone era. And, well, the Dudley Boys, Simon Gotch was trying to take credit for Enzo is the realest guy in the R, taking shots. And the Dudleys came out, they want the tag team title tournament restarted. Cassidy was not happy about this. He came out, he said some stuff, and he went after the Dudleys and Simon Gotch and Aiden English, and it brought us to an 8-man tag, the New Day and Colin Cassidy versus the New Day, versus the Vaudevillains and the Dudley Boys, rather.
Okay, first of all, if Colin Cassidy is mad, you run.
He's 7 foot tall, and when he's 7 foot tall, dude's pissed off, you just better run.
The only thing they can teach you is how to get the hell out of there before he murders you.
Because he will.
Because he will. Like, he was pissed. Cass was great tonight. Because he walked out, he defended Enzo's honor, he was basically like, oh no, 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 we're not doing it this like this, and just like went out there to proceed to mess everybody up. It was phenomenal.
It really was phenomenal. The match itself was a little long, but it was fine.
It got the point across. It filled time. It did what it needed to do. I mean, I like the pairing of Big Cass and New Day.
Yeah, it was entertaining. It was announced that New Day will defend against the Vaudevillains at Extreme Rules for the tag team titles.
Hey.
So there you go. We have Becky Lynch versus Emma. Match was solid. Could have used a little bit more time. The crowd didn't get into it a lot, but, you know, they haven't pushed either girl on television as much as they should. Solid match between the two girls, a thumb to the eye, and then a Michinoku driver for the win, Emma.
All right.
So it looks like the feud will continue because, you know, thumb to the bad eye always, always will play a factor. Then came the sad part of the show.
So sad.
The Ambrose Asylum. He introduced the Ambrose Asylum. He's Dean Ambrose and his ficus Mitch. He brought out Stephanie McMahon. She thanked him for having him on the show. The very palatial estate he has for this set. Ambrose questioned the whole Steph being nice thing, saying it's not that Stephanie... He knows. He said that after last night. She must be ready to rage.
No, her woman rage.
Her woman rage. Yeah. Yeah. Her woman rage. She said after last night, it was a new era and they have arrived. Crowd was not all enthused with that. Then he put up a picture of Roman spearing Stephanie at WrestleMania. She got a little overzealous and got in the ring and, well, she learned a valuable lesson. Then Dean brought up the return of Shane McMahon after 7 years and said everyone loves Shane. She agreed. Ambrose then grilled her and getting speared and she was overzealous and she then learned a good lesson. He then, you know, drilled her about having all these sacrifices to her father and the company for these years, and Shane asked if Shane did the same thing, just poking and poking and poking the bear. She was trying to hold it all in the entire time, and, well, she brought up, well, it's a new era, it's about learning lessons, and, well, Ambrose Asylum's been around for, like, 3-4 weeks now, and, well, it's had its run. The Ambrose Asylum has been canceled on Monday Night Raw.
Aww. Smackdown, Smackdown, Smackdown.
But I think it's been canceled in general.
Aw,
he had his run, he wanted to be like Jimmy Fallon and the British guy, but, you know, he took his plan and he was starting to leave, and then Stephanie announced it's the return of the highlight reel. Jericho and Ambrose had a stare down, then they brawled. Jericho got the better of him, nailing him with the codebreaker. And then, it all went to hell. Jericho looked over at the steps as Mitch was watching his man Dean Ambrose get destroyed. And, well, Jericho went after Mitch. He picked up Mitch and then nailed Ambrose in the back of the head with Mitch, shattering Mitch, destroying Mitch, hashtag blame robbing Mitch, RIP Mitch. Damn it.
He murdered the plant.
The dude has a family.
Damn it, Jericho, this is why we can't have nice things.
So, so sad.
Terribly sad. Terribly depressing. Y'all, we lost another one tonight.
We did.
R.I.P. Mitch. On a completely unrelated note, or seriously related note, I've never seen Twitter have so much fun with something as they did this.
This was amazing, and we'll talk more about it Thursday on the Rack, because So, what happened next, kind of didn't pay attention to, for the most part, because we were trolling Twitter, looking at the tweets.
Because it was seriously hilarious.
And Tweet of the Week will be an amazing segment this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern on the Rack.
Yes, it will be.
But this was a great segment. The end of the Ambrose Asylum, it sucks. But, you know, it was bound to happen.
Well, I mean, you can't have Dean do it forever. But yeah, for what it was really, really fun.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So there you go on that one. We then had, as we mentioned, there was a battle royal for the number one contendership for the United States Championship. It went a while, so we had enough time to look at the tweets. It boiled down to the former League of Nations, Zack Ryder, and Sin Cara. Sin Cara got eliminated, so it was the League of Nations and Zack Ryder. Sheamus got eliminated by Del Rio. Del Rio got eliminated by Zack Ryder. Rusev then eliminated Zack Ryder. So Rusev versus Kalisto is coming soon.
Yeah, I can't pretend I'm excited about this because I'm really not.
Rusev's going to, the way I have it in my head, Rusev will win the U.S. title at Extreme Rules. John Cena will return on Memorial Day to get back the U.S. title on Memorial Day. You heard it here first.
Believe that?
Yeah, believe that. It's a bold prediction. We then had Charlotte and Ric Flair in the ring. Time to talk about what happened at Payback. Said they didn't want any blemishes on her record and said only one man could set the record straight, and that would be that little Nate, Charles Robinson. He came to the ring. The fans were chanting cheater. She told them the queen was talking and asked Robinson if Natty submitted, and he said that she did, but she didn't tap out. She was screaming, "Stop it. Stop it." Charlotte asked him to make it clear that about his long-term relationship with his idol Ric Flair had nothing to do with the decision. He said, no, I'm absolutely not. Charlotte said that's the referee. That means his decision is final. And he's like, yep, that's it. And she dismisses little Nate. Out came Natty. Charlotte tried to mock her, saying, look what the cat dragged in. But pissed off Natty grabbed the mic. She said it wasn't about Robinson or Charlotte. It was about Ric Flair. She said last night Flair paid off a referee to screw her. And then she continued out of the WWE Women's Championship. Thank you for continuing your sentence. She said that with all the garbage that comes out of their mouths, everyone in the world knows the truth, that the hearts were the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be. Charlotte went after Natty. Natty nailed her in the center of the floor. Flair then took off his jacket, his ring, his watch, ready to fight Natalya. And then Natty slapped him, put him in the sharpshooter. And then Charlotte pulled Rick out of the ring. And Natty started taking Flair's jacket, the Rolex, and the ring, and mocked him. Good segment.
Good segment, strong segment. It was a good follow-up to kind of a convoluted ending. I know a lot of people really weren't happy with the show last night in terms of the women's match. So this was a good way to kind of sort of continue it on and lead to where we went to next.
Which was what?
Well, Stephanie McMahon encounters the Flairs backstage. They're upset. They're not happy. And, well, she agrees, you know, that the figure eight is way better than the sharpshooter. And, well, she wants Charlotte to prove it by having a submission match with Natty on Extreme Rules. But wait, there's more because, you know, Steph looks at Rick and she goes, you know, you've known my husband a long time. We've had a family connection for a long time. So I'm sure you'll understand when I tell you that you're banned from ringside.
So Flair was all giddy. Yeah, we're cool. We're tight. We're good. We're good. You know, he starts doing the Ric Flair pat down. Yeah, we're cool. Fist bumps. And then he gets pissed off. Great.
Because he gets banned from ringside and Steph's like, can I get a woo? No? Is it a bad time? And she's like, okay. And she walks off.
That was a good segment. The whole woman stuff, that was good. All of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that was really good. That was really fun. So
good stuff all around. We should mention early in the show they brought up highlights of Little Nate.
Yes, they did.
In the robe, in the tights. It was great. They told us who Little Nate actually was.
It was awesome. Fantastic.
It was awesome. Main event, Karl Anderson, Luke Gallows, and AJ Styles. Some people would call them the Bullet Club, but who knows.
JBL calls them the Club.
Yeah, that's sort of the name, the Club. Took on Roman Reigns and the Usos. Good match all around. AJ pinned one of the Usos for the victory. Anderson and Gallows threw Roman back in the ring. Gabe brought in a chair, told AJ, hit him, use it. AJ was like, maybe. He doesn't use it. He threw down a chair. Gallows and Anderson went after Roman. Styles just watched on. One of the Usos grabbed the chair and hit Styles with the chair. Styles then ended up getting back up. Using the chair on the Usos, which Rowan saw. Rowan got mad. Superman punched to AJ Styles. He was dumped to the floor, tossed over the barricade, into the barricade, and then Rowan loses it. He pulls apart the table and running powerbombs AJ Styles through the table to end Monday Night Raw. Powerbomb was sweet. It's good to piss off Roman. It's good to finally see him get pissed off and react to something, because it's something we've been wanting to see, is him, hell, what happens when he reacts and gets pissed off, and this was good.
This was great. It's angry Roman is exactly what you want to see, because again, we want that emotional guttural reaction from Roman. We all want to see it, and we've been waiting to see it, and now we finally have it. And it's perfect. You know, where it's a miscommunication, Styles doesn't want to hurt Roman, well, Styles ends up getting hurt, and it's going to lead to eventually Styles deciding, well, okay, you're going to mess me up, I'm going to mess you up, kind of thing.
Yeah. I like the storytelling they're doing. They're the indecision of AJ Styles, Roman getting pissed off. I thought that was good. I thought they did a great job here tonight with telling the story. which is what you want them to do.
I would agree with that.
But with that, I say we're done. It was a better Raw than last week. We're 3 weeks out of Extreme Rules, so we had a purpose. Everything sort of had a purpose. We've set up a couple matches. Actually, we have 1, 2, 3 matches announced so far. A couple more directions going there. So they're on the road to Extreme Rules, which should be a lot of fun.
Should be.
But before Extreme Rules was Payback and Thursday, we're going to talk about it.
We are. We've got news. We've got notes. We're gonna talk about Mitch, because we have to talk about Mitch. We're talking WWE Payback, NXT, and so much more. So it's The Rack, Thursday nights, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on WildTalkRadio.com.
And we're going to tell you all about what's going on with the big guy.
Yes, the ever-growing Ryback situation.
That's not a good way to phrase that. Just saying. Anyway, go back and listen to last week's episode with Evan Michael Lee of Camp WWE. Coming soon to WildTalkRadio.com will be the review of the first episode. Check out the fantasy mock draft that I put together right now at WildTalkRadio.com. Check out Tim's hockey picks right now at WildTalkRadio.com as well. At Rack Radio Show on Facebook, Twitter.com, YouTube.com/Rack Radio Show for all the simulation stuff from W2K16 that I did over the weekend. Get us on Google Play and iTunes, Rack Radio Show. Saturday Night Midnight Edition, the CB Radio, The Weird, The Wacky, The Unusual. Go back and listen to a birthday celebration you can't refuse for Rob's birthday last week. CB Radio Live on Facebook, Twitter.com. Hashtag Blame Rob When a Celebrity Dies. Sunday Night Wrestle Talk Radio, 10 p.m. Eastern with Tim Stein, Omega and Heartbreak Mike. All-time greatest at WrestleTalkRadio.com, at WTR Sunday on Facebook. And the Twitter will be back next Monday at Raw Post Show, 11:10 p.m. Eastern. Follow me on Twitter at WildTalkRadio, Facebook.com/WildTalkRadioNetwork. And as always, get us on iTunes, search WildTalkRadioNetwork.
You can follow me on Twitter at LensWard, LNSWRD, and go to my website, psychwarddesigns.com. If you like my artwork, if you'd like to view my artwork, it is available for your viewing pleasure at behance.net/LensWard, same as the Twitters.
Thanks to Garwork.net and Wrestling Figure Wednesday. Go to youtube.com/MBG1211 for all your stop motion wrestling action figure needs and prowrestlingtees.com/MBGfilms. She's the birthday girl, Lindsay Ward. I'm Sir Rock, and we'll see you next Monday night for Raw Post 11:10 p.m. Eastern, and The Rock this Thursday, 10 p.m. Eastern, right here on the Wild Talk Radio Network.
Ain't nobody man enough to feel the pain, and you can be next. You better give respect.